Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sometimes it seems like technology and globalization have made the world a very small place. Yet Aaron Carmel, professor of information technology and international business research at American University, reveals the challenges for efficiency posed by time zones.
The notion of distance is dead. It's been dead since the 1990s. After all, I can easily Skype my friend in London or a business partner in Shanghai. By extension, you might think that time zones are dead, that time zone differences don't matter. Through technology, we've created the illusion that time zones have shrunk in importance just as distance has. For the last decade, I've been studying how organizations far apart coordinate across time zones. Millions of global knowledge workers now do this every day. But it remains a challenge because working with others requires coordination, meaning extensive communications about what has been done and what still needs to be done on the task. Asynchronous interaction like email isn't sufficient. Studies show that global workers who rely on it as their main means of communication tend to be less successful. The root of the problem is that we human beings still need to coordinate in real time. In fact, research shows that making progress on complex tasks requires high interaction between individuals. To generate ideas, to resolve disagreements, to clarify differences, we still need synchronicity. From my own research, I have two key observations about working across time zones. First is what we like to call the dirty little secret of globalization, time shifting. Everybody does it. Time shifting is when one worker adjusts his or her time to match somebody else's work time. The second observation is that many global workers practice a traditional mode of work, what I call scatter time. They work throughout the day and night, navigating around other life commitments like family and housework. In sum, I acknowledge that distance is dead, but time zones are not. They are still very much an obstacle.
That was Aaron Carmel of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Well, time zone, it doesn't matter.